4. National Council for Civil Liberties. Letter to Mrs. McGrigor Phillips. In 1939, Brough Hill Fair was stopped as an emergency war measure. DUR campaigned against this because of the fair's importance to local gypsy and traveller life and economy. She wrote to the National Council for Civil Liberties, who promised to look into it. DUR was a prolific letter writer, both to personal correspondence and more publicly to organisations and newspapers. Her letters from Dora Yates, secretary of the Gypsy Law Society, for instance, show DUR to have been a considerate and patient friend. When Brough Hill Fair was stopped, perhaps also at the behest of the police, DUR published letters in local newspapers, wrote to the National Council for Civil Liberties, and even wrote poems on the subject for the journal Notes and Queries. In the Cumberland and Westmoreland Herald, DUR suggested, "I do not think that the police would have any extra difficulties in dealing with the gypsies during wartime. The gypsies are as patriotic as the rest of us. Witness the way they are volunteering for military service, and they would well understand the necessity for damping down fires and showing no lights during blackout hours." The National Council for Civil Liberties promised to look into the matter, but suspected that defence regulations were inarguable. However, other fairs had continued in Devonshire without interference.